This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. I know what you're saying. Kennedalia, where's Jimmy? What have you done with him? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Last night, we went to the Rangers game, and Jimmy was arrested, and he's probably still in a tank somewhere in the belly of an NYPD precinct because he was harassing the Montreal Canadiens goalie. So badly. He hurt his feelings so badly that Caden Primo of the Habs, he filed an official complaint against Jimmy for assault because his ego was bruised so badly from Jimmy's constant drubbing last night. Jimmy's going to be here tomorrow because not only are we going to talk about the Rangers Canadiens game, we're also going to talk about the solar eclipse, which in New York, if you're listening to this before totality, it hasn't happened yet, and everyone is very, very excited. All of these biblical events seem to be happening at the same time. I was at Newark International Airport on Friday going to see my daughter at college, and there was an earthquake, and I was like, earthquakes don't happen in New York. But yes, it did. It happened in New Jersey, and people felt it far and wide. And the weirdest thing about an earthquake, which is different from a hurricane or a tornado or other acts of nature, is there's nowhere to go. And it's a really, really weird friggin' feeling because you can't run outside. Chances are you would get hit or hurt much worse than by anything on the inside. Very interesting. In Southern California, everyone there I know, and this has always been the case for me since I moved there when I was 18, sleeps with shoes next to their bed. Some people who weren't familiar with the earthquake in 1994 in Northridge, they found out the hard way and they got out of bed and started running and a bunch of glass had broken. And I know several people who cut their feet open and they were injured for quite some time. Worse than the Habs goalie last night after Jimmy's taunts. By the way, I kept a list of things that Jimmy was screaming at this goalie, and you're going to die tomorrow when you hear and see when Jimmy and I are back talking about that game and about the eclipse. So always sleep with shoes next to your bed. That's the good takeaway from the earthquake.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
And always have a plan. Have a survival kit. Have a medical kit. I've got all of that. I've talked about it. I've got survival food for weeks. I've got emergency water packets. I've got Cipro. I've got potassium iodide. I've got knives for everyone. You're not coming to my house, though. You're not welcome. But there are ways to survive just about anything, including the eclipse. The most important thing, I know everyone's going to want to take photographic evidence. There's no need. Everyone will have photographs and video of the sun. You do not need to take video on your phone. You do not need to point your phone at the sun. I hope you have glasses so you don't burn your retinas to sizzling. If you don't look at it. Do not look at it. Just enjoy the feeling of the change in atmospheric pressure and temperature and just be in the moment. Force yourself to be in the moment to see if anything feels differently to you. And when it does, make a wish or say a prayer. And hopefully there is a special direct line to God during all of this and your prayer will be answered. Your wishes will come true and the eclipse will change your soul for the better. If it doesn't, and afterward you feel the exact same, don't worry because Jimmy and I will talk about it tomorrow. We will cheer you up right here on this very podcast. I know you are well. You're going to have a wonderful time. If you are in the path of totality, I cannot wait to hear those stories. I'm going to talk to Emily Campagno. She is going to Indianapolis. She is also going to Rage, and she's there right now she will be feeling it. I hope they have completely clear, wonderful, beautiful skies because Indiana is amazing and so are you. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. Happy Eclipse Day. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.